This week, Al-Qaeda militants made an appearance at an anti-government protest in Yemen, and they said they are at war with the United States. That might sound like just a standard jihadi boilerplate coming from Al-Qaeda, but it comes just days after there are reports of U.S. missiles, cruise missiles, striking suspected Al-Qaeda sites in that country. We don't have a lot of details, and what we do have is not entirely confirmed, but those strikes would mark a major escalation in the United States' approach to Yemen. Are we fighting a secret war there? I'm going to ask that to Robert Wirth. He's the New York Times Middle East correspondent. We're also joined by Gregory Johnson, Yemen expert at Princeton University. So, Robert, is this part of a secret war going on in Yemen?
Well, I don't know if secret war is the right term for it, but certainly the U.S. has been helping Yemen in its counterterrorism efforts for years, and that seems to have been stepped up recently. American military officials visited Yemen in the past few months, and in fact, there were reports of a large group of American officials arriving in the past few weeks before this. We know, for instance, in the raid last week, that American intelligence was helpful, and also some American firepower. I don't know if that's missiles or what.
So we're not confirmed that it was cruise missiles that struck sites in Yemen.
I don't know that for sure.
What do we know for sure? I know that the President Obama called the Yemeni president and congratulated him, correct, on their raids.
Yes, that's my understanding, and it certainly was the biggest raid on Al-Qaeda that Yemen has done in quite some time. We also know that it's had some after effects in terms of a lot of complaints about civilian deaths.
Gregory Johnson, Yemen expert at Princeton University. Tell me about the relationship between Yemen and the U.S. Are they hand in hand in fighting militants inside the country?
Well, this is a relationship that's sort of waxed and waned since September 11th. Initially, the Yemeni government and the U.S. government had a very close relationship, and Yemen, in fact, allowed the U.S. to carry out one of the unmanned drone strikes back in November of 2002, which killed the head of Al-Qaeda in Yemen, Abu Ali al-Harithi. Since then, and after a leak by the Bush administration that sort of revealed that secret agreement, the relationship has run into some difficult patches. And over the past several years, as Al-Qaeda has sort of seen this reemergence in Al-Qaeda, in Yemen, the U.S. has once again sort of attempted to work closely with the Yemeni government, but it really hasn't reached the same level of cooperation as it was in the days immediately following the September 11th attack.
And Greg, we don't have confirmation of these cruise missile strikes, but you mentioned other attacks in Yemen, and they might not be the only ones. There were reports of other terrorists who were tracked down by the U.S. with drones. So this has been going on.
This has been going on, but it's something where the Yemeni government is involved in a civil war up in the north. There's threats of secession in the south, and their priorities have never quite matched the priorities coming out of Washington. And Washington's very focused on Al-Qaeda, and the Yemeni government tends to be focused on other threats that it deems to be more existential threats to the regime.
Robert Wirth with the New York Times. Tell me about the presence of Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Are they part of this civil war which is threatening the government stability there?
Well, we don't know of any links, although the government sometimes makes these accusations that the rebels in the north, the secessionist movement in the south, are somehow linked to Al-Qaeda. We have no reason to think that. What's clear is that the existence of these three insurgencies has just made things much more difficult for the government.
And has there been a strategy change, do we know, between the Bush administration policy with Yemen and the incoming Obama administration?
I don't think so, but as Greg said, that Al-Qaeda has made real efforts over the past year or two to establish a base, to reestablish a base in Yemen, and so there's naturally a lot of concern about that in the Obama administration.
Gregory, we see that in Pakistan, whenever the United States has airstrikes, even drone strike attacks, it causes a large amount of outcry among the populace there. What is the response from the Yemeni people when they hear reports of the U.S. presence, military presence, or even drones in Yemen?
Yeah, this has been something that's had a very negative impact within Yemen, and it's something that I think is helping to increase. It's essentially a recruiting field day for Al-Qaeda. I think it's important to remember that the U.S. isn't going to defeat Al-Qaeda in Yemen tomorrow or next month or even next year. Al-Qaeda is much too strong and much too entrenched at this point. There's just no magic missile solution to the problem.
So, I mean, it sounds to me, Robert, like most people agree that something has to be done in Yemen, that the United States has to be involved in some way.
I think so. I mean, I think the Yemeni government very much wants them to be involved. The question is how they do it. I mean, it seems, as Gregory was suggesting, that sort of a quiet, tacit approach would be best. The more it becomes public, the more it becomes a recruiting weapon for al-Qaeda.
But Gregory, is the United States not trying to keep things tacit?
Well, I think something like this, the military strikes that we saw last week, should really come at the end of the process, when al-Qaeda has been isolated from the population, not at the beginning when, say, al-Qaeda members are still seen as pious individuals defending their faith.
So, Robert Wirth, you know, last question for you. If we have to do something in Yemen, and if the strategy that they're pursuing right now is perhaps not the right one, what is the way forward? Should we move towards entirely a secret war, as we described before, where it's all counterinsurgency, it's all spies, and it's all secret?
Well, I mean, certainly intelligence and those kinds of things help. It's also possible that the U.S. could help with the development aspects, and this is something the Yemeni government often talks about as well, that poverty and underdevelopment certainly feed al-Qaeda recruitment indirectly.
Okay, Robert Wirth is the Middle East correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. He joined us from Beirut. Gregory Johnson is a Yemen expert at Princeton University, and we will be following the story from Yemen as well as that develops.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.